Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Mizmor Yud Beis, the 12th of the chapters of Tehillim. And it is a short Mizmor, it is only 9 psukim long, and it is broken up very simply. The first pasuk is its kotevet, its inscription, which reads, Lam Natzeach al Hashminis Mizmor David. This is a prayer which is said on the Shminis. We've seen this as a musical instrument, perhaps with 8 strings, according to some. And it is broken up into 2 sets of 4 psukim. The first set of 4 psukim is a description of what evildoers do in the world. And the last 4 psukim from Vav to Tes is a description of the actions of Hashem. So there's a direct contrast. In fact, Rav Amos Chacham, in his Pirush, Dat Mikra, on this particular Mizmor, points out that we can actually see direct parallels in the words between the first and the second half when contrasting the actions of the evil and the actions of Hashem. So as an example, the first half, we talk about Hoshia Hashem, he asks to be saved, and then the second half, in Pasuk Vav, it says, Oshis b'yesha yofiach lo, Hashem is going to spread the salvation. He talks about Shav yadabru ish el re'eu, talks about the vanity that human beings speak in the first half, in Pasuk Gimel, but in Pasuk Zion, following that, it's Imros Hashem, Amoros Taharos. The words of Hashem are in fact pure words. In the first section in Dalet, he talks about Yachres Hashem, Hashem should cut off. And in the second section, Ches is Ato Hashem to Shamrein. Hashem, please guard them. And finally, in the end, at the very end of the Mizmor, of the first section, we say Lil Shoneinu Nagbir, people talking about how they're going to succeed with their tongues. And at the very end of the Mizmor, it's Kerum Zulas Livnei Adam, which is talking about the baseness which is exalted among human beings. And so there seems to be a contrast between how humans act and how Hashem acts, the purity of Hashem and the baseness of human beings. In contrast. That's in terms of structure. Let's consider the themes right now. So the one aspect of it seems to be on the which follows similarly to from the last Mizmor, which is the idea of theodicy. We seem to see you have people who are bad people who seem to be doing quite well. They're oppressing other people. They seem to be doing just fine. And the response that this Mizmor is saying is that ultimately Hashem will prevail. Justice, truth will be the rule of the day in the end of the day. However, there is another theme of this Mizmor, and this seems to be a very central aspect of this, and that is the notion or the power of speech. The Gemara in Erechin, Tezvav Amud Beis, which is the sugyas in Shas, which deal with Lashon Hara, evil speech, describe this. And in fact, Rabbi Acha quotes Rabbi Chanina, who said that a person who says Lashon Hara, ein loy takona, has no way to rectify the situation that they have created. And he quoting this pasuk in Tehillim, which says, Yachreis Hashem kol sifsei chalakois, lashon medabrois gedolois. That David HaMelech already said about these people, that Hashem should cut off such people. You know, it's like the famous mashal which is given, the parable, where a person tells Lashon Hara and he goes to the rabbi of the town and he says, how can I fix what I did? And the rabbi says, what you should do is you should take, your down pillow in your house, and go to the steeple of the largest building, climb to the very top, burst the pillow, let all the feathers fly out among the whole town, and now go and get all the feathers and put them back into the pillow. That's how irreparable Lashon Hara is. Evil speech about other people can never, ever truly be fixed. The bias created can never be reversed. And that's what this Mizmor seems to be talking about, is people using speech in a terribly negative way. In terms of events that this Mizmor is referring to, so there are those who say that the Meforshim say it refers to David HaMelech's time. So for instance, Rashi says at the beginning of this Mizmor that it refers to those people who maligned David to Shaul, keeping the fuel on the fire for Shaul's irrational hate of David. As an example, later on we're going to see in Tehillim Nun Dalet 54, talking about the Zifim and people who betray David's whereabouts and continue to slander him. So this is referring to a very specific event. People who in their own lives, or in David HaMelech's own life, who used their tongue, who used their slander against David HaMelech, and that's what he's referring to. However, there are a number of Mefarshim who actually base this on the future. It's not referring to something which has happened or is happening in David HaMelech's life, but it refers to a future time. So for instance, the Radak says this is referring to the future when Tzaddikim will be oppressed by Rishayim, and it's actually supported by Mishnah in Sota, which is found on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah in Sota tells us, when the first prophets passed away, we no longer had the Urim V'Tumim, we no longer had that way of getting close to Hashem, of understanding what Hashem said through the Choshen Mishpat and the Ruach HaKodesh. Mishachara Beis Migdash, when the Beis Migdash was destroyed, Batal HaShamir, V'noifes Tzofim, when the Beis Migdash was destroyed, then the Shamir, which is this particular type of worm, this magical worm, disappeared, and Noifes Tzofim, which was the sweetness, which created sweetness of the honeycomb. Complicated idea what that means. And finally, the Mishnah says, Uposku Anshei Amona B'Yisrael. And the people of faith disappear from Israel, as quoting Ar Tehillim, Hoshea Hashem ki gomar chasid. There are no longer faithful people around. So this means to say we're talking about a time where there seems to be a lack, a depletion of goodness in the world. And that's what he's referring to. And into that vacuum come these people who do just speak nothingness and negativity all day. In fact, the Maharal says that there this Mishnah is referring to the idea that when the Beis HaMikdash just disappeared, there were seismic changes in the world. And the idea that there's certain things which are lacking, and one of them is he calls the Inyan HaShlishi, is Sheposku Anshe Monav Ezeh Shinui Ba'odom Atzmo. It's not referring to if you did a demographic count in the population, how many Chasidim would there be? Chasid meaning to say a person who goes above and beyond. It means to say that the person themselves, that ability of Chasidus, is lacking. A person can't dig that deep in themselves anymore. The world itself, says the Maharal Netzach Yisrael, is lacking something. And so that means to say we our capacity, we have a glass ceiling on how much we can really achieve in terms of what it means to be a chassid. That's a very scary idea. And this refers to the future as well. Where does this mizmor appear elsewhere other than Tehillim? So that actually, there are some communities who have specific Mizmor Shir Shel Yom, the song of the day, which is said on different days. One of them, which is said on Shmini Atzeres, some communities say it's on Shmini Atzeres because it's a Lamatzeach al Shminis, the Mizmor David. It is one of the ones which is said on the Shminis, which may be the musical accompaniment, but it's also a dimension of eight, which leads us to just putting words and psukim into the spotlight. If you look at the word Shminis itself, the Maharal also in Esach Yisrael Lamed Beis tells us that this tells us is about the future, because Shminis, the number eight, is always beyond the dimension of this world, which is seven. And into that rubric is why it is that it's referring to a time where all these problems, this vacuum in the world, will be corrected when there's too much negativity, too much fluff in the talk of human beings. That's what's ultimately going to be fixed. One last passage just to think about in the spotlight today. And that is the idea that Imrois Hashem Amorois Toharois Kesef Tzaruf, that the words of Hashem are pure, they are smelted silver. The Ramban talks about this in the mitzvah of Shiloach HaKein. He says, why is that Hashem wants us to send away mother birds? Why is it so significant that if we want to get the eggs, we have to send away the mother bird? He dismisses the Rambam, who says it's a notion of the mother bird feeling pain, and we want to avoid the mother bird feeling pain, because otherwise there are numerous mitzvahs which we are allowed to shecht animals, as the Ramban says. So rather he quotes a medrash which uses this pasuk and says that the words of Hashem are smelted silver. And the way smelting works is you take a block, you take a rock, which it contains in it a precious metal, and you melt that rock down at an incredibly high temperature, and you smelt out all the dross, it goes to the side, and you're able to get the pure metal. And he says the mitzvahs, the process of the mitzvahs are to refine us. Meaning to say we're supposed to be developed people, to develop to become people who are not cruel people, people who look at things in the correct manner. And we do that, we keep exercising them by doing these mitzvahs, which ultimately smelt ourselves, take the dross out of ourselves. Famously, they say that if you ask a silversmith, when is it that you can smelt the silver, he will answer, you smelt it to the point you see yourself in it. We have to smelt ourselves through the words of Hashem by sometimes making sacrifices in order to be able to see Hashem, so Hashem is able to see himself in us. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.